Hey guys, how are you today? I have a new topic for you. Let's talk about something I hear all the time, a contemporary and evidence-based view of canine protected occlusion. When we speak of canine protected occlusion, many of us recall our training, the idea that only the canines should contact during lateral excursions, protecting the rest of the dentition. For decades, this was presented as the gold standard. But the evidence tells a different story. In their comprehensive review, Rinchus and colleagues examined over a century of occlusal literature. Their conclusion was clear. No single type of functional occlusion dominates in nature. Pure canine guidance is rare. In fact, balanced occlusion, with some non-working contacts, appears to be the norm. Crucially, there's no proof that canine protection prevents temporomandibular disorders or relapse. Nor is there evidence that it produces better muscle function or long-term stability. EMG studies are inconsistent and epidemiological data show that occlusal form contributes little, if anything, to TMD. The real message is this: every patient is different. Chewing pattern, craniofacial morphology, and parafunction all influence what occlusal scheme is physiologic for that person. To insist on a single ideal scheme for everyone, especially by extruding canines or adding buildups, is neither scientific nor aesthetic. In practice, our focus should be on eliminating interferences, not enforcing ideology. We should aim for harmony, not conformity. This review invites us to move beyond the mechanical logic of nephrology and embrace an evidence-based biological understanding of occlusion, one that respects individual variability and functional adaptability. Because ultimately, science reminds us the mouth is not a machine and normal is a range, not a point. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.